So we're going to start again from Bayimine Abaya, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines before the end of the narrow lines on 60A. My guess is it's 60A2. Bayimine Abaya Maraba. Mao Lichta Megillah Latinic Lislamidba. Can you write a Megillah? Can you write just one part of the Torah? Right? You're allowed to write a whole Chumash. Can you write just like one little part to teach a kid? Now, why is there a Shaila? Because the halacha is that when you learn Chumash, you're not supposed to learn half of Psukim. Kol Psukim le'paskim Aisha, we don't end. We learn Psukim at a time. Yet, by a kid, we're allowed to teach a kid part of a Pasuk. That means we break the rules in order to teach kids. How about this rule of writing part of the Chumash, part of the Parsha? A Parsha, not a whole Chumash. What happens? We will have a Machlokes coming up. When Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Torah, did he write it at the end of 40 years, totally? Or did he write it part by part by part by part as it was taught to him? And then he put it together at the end of 40 years.
Into one scroll.
So, Tavayel Amad Amad Tayyar Megillah Megillah Nitna, even the Megillah Megillah Nitna Kaisen. If you learn that it was given part by part by part, so L'chaira, we should be able to write it for a kid that way too. That's how it was done originally. I don't make even the Inbegidbeg. Or maybe once it was put together and we cannot break it up. Now again, we could break it up into Chumashim. We know that. Question is, can you break up each Chumash? Wasn't given until the end of 40 years. Given the Chasumanit, until then he was teaching Baal Peh. Given the Chasumanit, Dain Kaisman, Adumma Kivan Leemshir, you gotta teach the kid. And it's very hard to write a whole scroll for every single kid that you're gonna teach. Kasvina. Amaloi Ain Kaisman. Matam, Vish Ain Kaisman. You're not allowed to write it. You're not allowed to write it. End of story. Rashi. It's because it's us, sir. You don't need a reason. The question is, did we make an exception? No. We're not allowed to write part. Again, today Ace Lazarus. But before Ace Lazarus, we're not allowed to write part. You write the whole or nothing. So we can't do it for ourselves. The question was, do we make exception for the kids? Answer is no. Rashi. Zakt Rashi. All the way up. Megillah. Parsha levada shotayra ishtayim. That's right, one parsha. By the way, parsha means a pay in the samach. Doesn't mean what we call parshas netzavim. No. Parsha, whenever Rashi Gemara says parsha, it means a pay or a samach. So a parsha would be anywhere between two pays and two samachs or something like that. In Eretz Yisrael, they used to finish Torah once every 3 years in Kriyas HaTorah. The parsha is not the way we refer to parsha. The Gemara says in Megillah, in the time of the Gemara, in Eretz Yisrael, the cycle was to finish Chamisha Chumshah Torah once every 3 years. I have no idea. L'mad damar l'kamam b'shmaitzim Megillah Megillah Nitna, k'shenemra parsha l'mosha ha'yakaisva. When the parsha was told Moshe, he wrote it. L'besayv mem shana k'shenigmru kol ha'parshias chibram begidin v'tavran. He attached it with sinews and he sewed it together. Chasuma nitna, v'y nichta v'atsayv mem v'acha shenemru kol ha'parshias kulam. Didn't write it to the end of 40 years until everything was written. And Amaras le Bishana Rishaina, Ushnia, Faizduris le Alpe Achakaswam. And what he was told at the beginning, he kept it Balpe and he wrote it down at the end. The answer is the Fishain Kaisman, Afilu le Mandamar Megillah Megillah Nitna, even according to the Mandamar that says the Torah was written in parts, even the Idbik. I just want to make something clear because it's a very important thing to know. Torah and Nevi'im are totally different. Chamisha Chumshei Torah, every single letter was dictated by the Rabbeinu Shlomo. Nothing is in the Torah because Moshe Rabbeinu put it in. He did not write the Torah. He physically wrote the Torah. He did not write his own words. It's in the Torah. The Rabbi Nishlam said, write, gracious, spell it, beis, reish, aleph, shin, yod, tzav. Even Dvarim, where it says, Eila Dvarim Ashadibra Moshe Kol Yisrael, just means that Moshe had said it, but it didn't become Torah at that point. It became Torah when the Rabbi Nishlam dictated to him to write it down in Chamisha Chumshi Torah. The Machloik Navi is not that way. Navi, the Navi had a vision, and with the vision he got the understanding of the vision, and then he wrote it in his own words. Obviously, the Rabbi Nishlam gave him the words, but it was not dictated. That's why each Navi writes certainly different. That's how it is. Asha'enkein, Chamisha Chumshi Torah is dictated by the Rabbi Nishlam. Question is, Moshe Rabbeinu was taught, let's pick a parsha. He was taught the parsha of kosher animals, which is kosher, which is strange. Parsha Shemini. Did Moshe Rabbeinu write it down as Hashem taught it to him? Or did Moshe Rabbeinu teach this about peh, word for word, what Hashem had told him, but he didn't write it down till an Arvis Mayav, everything he was taught by the Rabbi Nishlelem and dictated to by the Rabbi Nishlelem, but he wrote it down. Or did he write each parsha as it happened, and then, at the end, put it together? That's the question. And he put it together by order of the Rabbi Nishlelem. It's not in order. Not in order. By the way the Rabbi Nishlelem wanted it put in order. So, the question is, in year 3 of the Midbar, was there any scroll written? Or was everything Baal Peh to the end of 40 years? That's the question. What Mandiyamah says, there were scrolls of what he had been taught already. And what Mandiyamah says, nothing was written till the end of 40 years. But everything in the Torah is dictated from the Rabbi Nishlam. Every letter in the Torah, these are the words of the Rabbi Nishlam direct. Not like Nevi'im and not like Suvim. Nevi'im was a vision to the Navi, and he understood the message of the vision and put it down on paper, on parchment. Ksuvim is not even a vision. Ksuvim is that the person who had Ruach HaKodesh spoke with Ruach HaKodesh. David HaMelech, when he said Tehillim, had Ruach HaKodesh. But David HaMelech compiled Tehillim. It was his own words. And he didn't base it on a vision. It's just that the Rabbi Nishlam gave him Ruach HaKodesh at that time. Now, how did he know he had Ruach HaKodesh? How did he not know? I honestly can't tell you. I don't have Ruach HaKodesh. I can't tell you. But I guess he must have known.
He didn't dictate it all in Mount Torah. That makes sense.
What?
The whole Torah, the tradition, the story didn't have.
No, who said he dictated it in Mount Torah?
Either that as he went along, or at the very end.
No, everybody agrees that Hashem dictated it as he went along. Moshe Rabbeinu taught the parashah of Kashrus. He heard it from the Rabbi Nishlelem. Did he write it down, or did he teach him about Pat?
And Father, if he was good by teaching about that, later he wrote it down.
Correct.
But would that have been Al Besto? And he would have repeated, Hashem would have repeated it?
That I don't know. Whether Hashem repeated it or told him write down what we learned about Kashrus, I don't know.
So Hashem spoke to Moshe, he said it, everybody said it,
again, all halakhas were given in Sinai. Over that year, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu everything he had to know. But the story of the Meraglim hadn't happened yet. The story of the Eagle hadn't happened yet. I mean, it did. No, the Eagle didn't happen. It happened during Sinai. The story of Kairach hadn't happened yet. The story of Zimri hadn't happened yet. Right? All those things hadn't happened yet. So obviously, Hashem did not teach him that in Sinai.
But what was Hashem taught Moshe the story of Avraham?
Yes.
And then the focus is Moshe write it down then? Or?
See, it could be the story of Avraham is different. But let's say I picked the story of Kashrus for a reason. We'll get to Avraham later.
And the focus is did he write it down after he heard it then, or he waited until...
Correct. meaning the Klal Yisrael gets scrolls written down with the parsha of Kashrus, the next parsha with a different parsha. They had a whole bunch of little scrolls that they could study from during the 40 years. Or it was all about Peh till Arvis Maya. That's the question.
What did Levium get from last week?
That was in Arvis Maya. That was at the very end.
In other words, if Mesol were given the written partials earlier, some of them.
The final Torah put together, that's what he told the Levium, L'keach HaSefer Torah Zeh. That's what it says.
The final included things that the rest of the Israel did not have if they had gotten sworn.
Well, they got it also, but he gave it to Levi to hold. Wasn't that they got it over Israel?
Well, I thought that they argued with most.
They said it's not fair to you giving it to them to hold.
Just to hold.
Yeah. It was not Havamina that they got it and the other ones didn't. They didn't think it was fair that they should get it to hold.
And Kehelis, the problem with Kehelis was. It took a while before they accepted that it was
Ruach HaKodesh. There was a question. It's a Machlokes. Whether Kehelis was said by Ruach HaKodesh or not. I don't know what Ruach. I can't answer those questions. I don't know what it is.
Do we agree that it
was? Absolutely. It's part of Tanakh.
But back then they weren't sure.
It's a Machlokes. Not that they weren't sure. It was a Machlokes.
It's still a Machlokes.
It's still a Machlokes, but we paskin that it's part of Tzuvah. My turn. Don't think my writer. Esrei. Avi Asas a tablet shows of Hilni Amalka made a golden tablet. Shaparsha Saita Ksuvalai. See, by Saita, they had to copy the Parsha Saita. So every time the Kayat had to write it down, he had to open a Sefer Torah, turn it to Parsha Nasai, and write down the psukim that he had to that was going to be put into the water, into the Saita water that she was going to drink. Right? You have to write the parsha, you put it into the water, dissolves, she drinks it, and then...
You write it on?
On parchment.
And dissolves.
The ink comes off.
There it goes.
And then if it, she was Mazana, it turns into Sight to Pop, because she pops. Anyway, but that's Sight to Pop, that's what it is. But she wrote a tablet. It was there, so they could copy it off the tablet. You're not allowed to write Parsha. You're not allowed to write Megillah, Megillah. We just said you can't do it. She did it. And she put it in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Hilni Amalkas and Machloikas, who she was, Rashi, in many places, says she was the Beis Chashmonoi.
The question is on Hilni, not on they do it, right?
The question is, it was sanctioned. It was put in the Beis HaMikdash. That means it was the right thing to do. She donated. That the Torah says to do.
That's not the question.
Right. Right. The Machlokes who Hilni was. Rashi in a number of places in Shas says she was in the Chashmonoi family. Tysus argues and says that she was a Geiris. She was a queen of a country in Asia Minor somewhere. And she was Megayer along with her son Mumbaz HaMelech. He was the son of Hilni Hamalka. So it's questionable, Machlokes Rishayim, whether she was from the Chashmonoim or she was a Geiris from a different country where she was Malka. She was never Malka in Eretz Yisrael. Anyway, whatever it was.
She was the one
that
had the
sukkah. She was the one that had the sukkah. She became a Geiris. Avi Yisrael said, what? She wanted to make life easier for the Kohen and Beis HaMikdash. She donated a bunch of things. This is one of the things she donated.
They needed a cheat sheet?
Again, they have to copy it from writing. They can't copy it about that. If to take out a Sefer Torah and write, it's harder. This is easier. Shapar Shasai Tiksubalei. Amar Shem Ben Lokish Mishim Reb Yana Ba'alobeis. She wrote alobeis, meaning she didn't write any word. She wrote a letter for each word. And the Kayan looked at it, found a letter, knew which word referred to. Frank the Gemara Isaac, Shukaisav Raya, the Kaisav Mashakasav, the tablet, writes what is written in the tablet. Ema Kamashakasav, the tablet. Not exactly what's on the tablet, but what the tablet refers to. Eisvei. So Kaisa, I did that already. Mashkos, Mahu Kaisa Batav. I'm sorry, new one, right? Eisvei. So Kaisa Vray Batavlo, and Kaisa Mashkos Batavlo. And Mahu Kaisa Batavlo, and the Bryce explains what's written. Im Shachav, if you were Mazana, Im Loi Shachav, says words. That means they wrote it out. What happened to the rule that you can't write a parsha by itself? Dr. Gemara Chamaiskin the Beseregin. She wrote some words and a lot of abbreviations. She wrote Im Shachav. The rest of the pasuk was abbreviations. Im Loi Shachav. The rest of the pasuk was abbreviations. Yes, it was written the words Im Shachav, but the rest of the words weren't written. The rest were abbreviations. I'm sorry? That's okay, he's not writing a parsha, just words. Oh. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Avhi Hilni Amalkim Sechtes Yuma, Parsha Saita Lichlim Yisham Parsha Saita Samoz, to the future Saitas, Valo Bezglim Arash Atevis, Shukaisim Kain HaKaisim Parsha Saita, the kind that wrote the Parsha Saita, Kamar Shukasel Fi HaSimonim, HaYumevim V'Kaisav. According to the Simonim, he understood the hint. Im Shacham Klemer V'At Kisotis, Rashi is pointing out, it doesn't say Im Shachav. It says V'at Kisatis, where if used for Mazana. So when the Brisa says they wrote Im Shachav, it meant the words that indicated Im Shachav. Beseirigin, Chilus HaMikro Yekasav Tevish Lema. Beginning of the pasuk was a complete word. Well, Beseiv, Rashi Tevis. And at the end, was abbreviations. Dr. Gemar Weiter. Ketanoi. Samachloikas Tanoim, whether we can write parshas or not. Ain't Kaisa McGill and Latinic with Islamic book.
The bottom line is that there's no question that what she did,
100%. They were not letting to make the Mikdash of a Tzatzar.
I'm saying maybe she had, what's it called? She, in the beginning, was she a Gyoris already?
Yes, when she donated to the Beis HaMikdash, she was a firm lady. Ketanoi, ain't kaisa Megillah lieutenant b'samid bo. You're not allowed to write a Megillah for a kid to learn. However, if you plan to complete, it's mutter. So you're allowed to write a little bit more, as long as your goal is to write a whole Sefer Torah. Basically, you can't write a Sefer Torah in one day. It takes time. So how much time? Answer is, as long as your goal is to finish the Sefer Torah, you can write it piece by piece by piece by piece. Use it while you write it. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, you can write Parshas. You can write in Bereshis HaDor HaMabul. You can write in Bereshis up to Dor HaMabul. That's one section. B'tayris Kahanim Advihi B'yayim HaShemini. Meaning basically he holds that you can write it in different Parshas. Now he's giving examples that you can write from Bereshis to Dor HaMabul, from here to here. You can break it up. Rashi? He's not only allowing those two. He's giving examples. That's what I think.
Before we said it's clear you can't do it.
Now we're saying it's a machlokes tanoim. Rashi, Dr. Rashi, Ad v'hibyei mashmini shukvar tzivui hakarbonos. Rashi wants to say why is that a section? The answer is by yikra and tzav is the halachas of karbonos.
Can you make one thing to tell the machlokes and give you your stock? Give you your stock.
Abaya asked Rabbi a question. Rabbi told him he can't. I don't know if he knew this brisa that said it to Machlokes. The Gemara says, Amoraim did not know all brises. They knew every Mishnah. If you didn't know Mishnah, yes, you couldn't enter a Meira school. But brises, there were hundreds and thousands of brises. In fact, we find throughout the Gemara, there were certain people who memorized brises who used to be in the yeshivas of Amoraim, and they used to tell the Amoraim brises, and the Amoraim would say pshat in them. But it was not unheard of that an Amoraim didn't know a brisa. And it's not a question on him. It's only a question on him if the brisa says opposite of him, so then he's fair. It's not a question on him why didn't he know the brisa. You can never have an Amoraim that didn't know a Mishnah. If he didn't know a Mishnah, he's not an Amoraim school. That was the entrance exam. That was 101. I'm Rabbi Eichel Mishun Rabbi Noah. Tyra Megillah Megillah Nitna. Rabbi Yechiel says in the name of Rabbana, Torah was given piece by piece by piece by piece. Shenemar, Azamarti, Hinebasi b'Megillah Sefer Kasuv Aloi. The Ramelach says, I am hinted to in the Torah. The Torah hints to my becoming into this world. It says, by B'nai Shloit, it says the word, Eshtei B'necha HaNimtzois. Nimtzois means that are found here. Nimtzois means because they have a Metziah in them. In your two daughters lies something that will be revealed in the future. The Ramelach said, that referred to him who was going to come from Rus. So he said, in the Torah, I was hinted to. It said, the B'nai Shloit are Nimtzois. There will be something that comes out of them that will be a necessity, or will be part of Klal Yisrael. Now he refers to the Torah as Megillas Sefer. Azamarti hine basi b'Megillas Sefer. He's talking about the Sefer Torah. He calls it a Megillah. But that's a riot that it was written, Megillah, Megillah. That's what he's saying. The Gemara is going to answer that according to the other Mandi Amar. But this Mandi Amar, the fact that the Torah calls it a Megillah, is that David HaMelech calls it a Megillah, must be at one point it was piece by piece.
Who said this, David or Shlomo?
David. It's in Tehillim.
David.
Rashi. Azamarti, kacham adavit. Azamarti, kishiru lai shal v'dayeg l'paslaini. When Shaul and Dayeg tried to passel me, we love him call. V'hu ad b'beis ha-medrash. And then they testified in the beis ha-medrash, amayni v'lo amaynus, that the halacha is that I am kosher, can I mean to be v'amus. And they basi, aksha basi l'klau. Now I'm accepted. And it was already hinted in the Torah. Kasev alai, v'az nitna ha-Torah, was kartiba. From the Torah was given, I was mentioned. V'shnei b'necham b'nisecha nimtzois. Nimtzois is saying, b'schuz David sh'asid latis merusa m'viyav. They're being saved because in them is something that's going to be found later. David from Rus, v'nama ha-mainis ima sh'rachavim. Nama ha-mainis, who was Rechavim's mother. K'siv ha-cha nimtzois, k'siv ha-sa m'tzasi David avdi b'zdaim. Alma, Megillah Ikri. The fact that he says Megillah Sefer is an indication that it's a Megillah. Shem netchila nichtav a Megillah's Bereshis, v'hadim Megillah's Nayach, v'hadim Megillah's Avram. V'ayinu dekamer b'Megillah's Avram kastav alai. In that Megillah, it was said about me. Shem v'melakish amar Torah chasuma nitna. Torah was given at one shot. Rashi, chasuma, gemura, musuyama, ushleima. Shenamar, Mekayach a sefer hatayra hazais, which is mashma this sefer, which to Reish Lakish means that's how it was given. Veidach nami haksev lekayach. What does Rabbi Yechina do with the word lekayach sefer? Who busted it? But that was after it was put together. Veidach nami haksev megillah sefer kasev alai. Ahid chal hatayra kula ikri megillah. The whole tayra is called the megillah. Diksev. They asked Zechariah, what do you see in the Nebuah? I see a Megillah that's folded, referring to the Torah. So we see the Torah can be called Megillah. The fact that it's called Megillah doesn't mean it was given piece by piece. It just means that it's called Megillah. So each one has the other pasuk answered. So it's a machlokes. We will connect you, Mer Shem, Wednesday morning, 10 to 6. Everybody should have a ksivuch simatayva, a good gebenchar, should only hear good news from each other. Again, the schedule will be 10 to 6 to whatever, we don't know yet. And I will not be here Wednesday, Thursday, I will be a Mer Shem on the phone.